The objective of the Common Humanitarian Action Plan is to better respond to emergencies and displacement while strengthening vulnerable communities just 1 year before foreign forces withdraw from Afghanistan. The $471 million appeal works out to about $54 per beneficiary. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Afghanistan, Mark Bowden, says at a time of transition, it's important to keep attention on the country's continued humanitarian needs.
The security transition does not signify an end to the conflict or to the humanitarian crisis. And we think that there will be a significant economic impact as a result of the transition and the movement out of foreign forces, which will mean thousands of people who were employed will lose access to employment. There will be a disproportionate impact again on their families.
The plan covers all 34 provinces in Afghanistan, but identifies five of them as particularly requiring need. Bowden recently visited Kandahar, one of the five provinces, where he says only four international aid agencies are operating. This is down from more than 20 just 3 years ago. The drop in support is also reflected in the fact that no projects there received funding in 2012.
We have to, as a humanitarian community, move from those areas where it's easy to provide assistance to tackle the far more difficult areas that are emerging. And I'm glad to see that some of the UN organizations have started to reprioritize their own assistance in this area. And I hope that the humanitarian community as a whole will start to find ways of reprioritizing its assistance in the year ahead.
As Bowden points out, 2013 marks the 34th consecutive year of conflict in Afghanistan, and UN and European Union indicators show just how tough life there can be. Afghanistan's population is estimated at 27 million, and more than a third of citizens are food insecure, while nearly 40% live on income that is less than the cost of basic needs. All of this is playing out against a background of conflict which has displaced nearly 450,000 people. Bowden says anti-government elements are relying more on targeted killings, which rose by more than half during the first 6 months of 2012 when compared with the same period the year before.
Afghanistan also scores critically low across a whole range of other humanitarian indicators, including mortality and morbidity rates. 165 children die every day, and a woman dies every 2 hours from pregnancy-related complications. It's therefore difficult to understand, with this level of need, why there isn't a stronger basis for humanitarian funding in Afghanistan. Some of this may be explained, of course, by the media attention to other crises at the moment, such as Syria and Mali, and also the attention that's being placed on the military withdrawal and on development assistance. But it is important, given the high levels of need, that Afghanistan doesn't become a neglected humanitarian situation.
UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Afghanistan, Mark Bowden, speaking at the launch of the 2013 Common Humanitarian Action Plan. Deanne Penn, United Nations.